Hey, this is Scott.
I'm Sam. Hi.
I'm Chrissy.
And this is Backseat Quickies. And tonight, we're talking about Trigun Badlands Rumble, anime feature from Madhouse, directed by Satoshi Nishimura, produced by a bunch of people whose names are going to be too hard for me to pronounce. And high-level thoughts on this one, guys?
There's a bank robbery and a guy named Gasback. His name sounds dirty.
Such a bad name.
Honestly, it sounds like he has the trots. You're talking about a quickie. I figured I'd make it go faster.
Okay, but high-level review of the movie.
I review every day of my life, Scott. You can't make me do a high-profile review on my day off.
Yes, I can. That's why you showed up.
All right. So there's this guy named Gasback, and he's kind of a douche, and what
more
ends
than
up happening?
Kind of a douche.
Okay, he's a super douche. And what ends up happening is, like, he has a team of dudes, and they're all like, we're going to rob this bank, and then we're all going to have the treasures together. And then they all end up betraying Gasback, and it goes pretty sour. So after the whole, you know, heist happens, they try to kill Gasback. Gasback escapes. And pretty much these three henchmen are living a life of luxury. And that's sort of where Vash the Stampede comes in.
Well, it's like, Vash the Stampede's the one that stops the dudes from killing Gasback.
Yes.
And then they're like, 20 years later, and Vash the Stampede looks exactly the same.
Because he is.
Well, he hasn't changed in how long. But, you know.
I like that they actually, like, called him on that in the movie, though. And it was, like, 20 years later. And they're like, you still look the same. He's like, it must be my spirit.
Just to clarify some things on the plot is that Gasback's now going after his former henchman. Vash wanders in to the same problem. Tries to disarm it by without killing anyone, as per his MO. And, All your favorite characters from the TV show get pulled into the mess. What did you think of the plot? Good? Bad?
It was alright.
I wasn't surprised that about Amelia being Gasback's daughter. That was kind of set up the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, I should also mention that there's this huge bounty on Gasback's head, and this one hot chick is out to kill him for more than just the money. And it turns out, oh, she's his daughter, and he blames him for her mother dying.
And oh noes, are we surprised? That part was actually kind of, like, they didn't really try there. They didn't really try to make you guess. It was kind of obvious right from the get-go, just the way she was acting and the way that the story was kind of pushing it. And I liked Amelia as a character, and I liked the way that she, you know, progresses throughout the story. What I didn't like was the sense of obviousness that they had rolling through the entire film. Like, there just should have been a better way of showcasing that than, here's a glove. It was your mom's. I made it for her. You should use it. Like, that was kind of crap. I wasn't into that. But the comedy itself in the story was quite golden for the most part, especially drunk Meryl and Millie is always a plus.
Yeah, the comedic timing was ace. Like, it was really well done. And it was a good crowd to see the movie with. Like, people were laughing in the audience.
Yeah. All right, my issue with this is that a lot of anime movies tend to come off as just extended filler episodes, and this was definitely that. It definitely riffed on the same territory you saw in episodes 7, 8, and 9 of the TV series, with characters in about the same position, so if you really liked the character development from the second half of the series, you aren't going to see any of that here. But given that this was a 10-year wait, it's definitely fun to revisit it this long after and just get the same feel, same ideas, everything that you liked about the series at first, just You know, just a nice little callback. If I'd had to have watched this, like, a year after I'd finished the TV series, I probably would have been annoyed with how much of a retread it was. Acting-wise, entire original cast is back, all doing extremely well, just falling back into their roles, and the way I can't remember the actor's name, but the way Vash's VA, I should mention this, we saw this in Japanese, the way Vash's VA just drops, you know, from this complete goofball to deadly serious is just amazing. Your thoughts on acting?
I had nothing against that. I thought it was really good. I mean, I'm generally more of a fan of the dub cast of Trigun, but listening to the Japanese voices, I mean, it felt like nothing had changed. So I was pretty satisfied with that for the most part. Except Meryl's actress gets on my nerves sometimes. Christ. The shrill. Her shrill drives me crazy. Anyways, go, Christy. Sorry.
I love the actors for the henchmen, especially Kane. Kane's actor. Like, just, he did the whole over-the-top, crazy, I'm going to build a bronze statue of myself in this town and just be epic about it so well.
Yeah, in terms of characters, all the original characters back in their place, doing their thing. I like that. Gasback is really, like, he's a robber with this weird moral code / psychosis about what he does. Definitely feels like Brilliant Dynamite's Nian from the TV series. But it's a neat little twist. It's fun to see what he does. Like, the fact that he's not just, like, the fact that he's out for revenge but not murder is interesting. Like, he's out to ruin these guys, not kill them. So that's an interesting twist on a revenge plot there. Other thoughts on new characters? Or
I sort of liked Wolfwood's purpose in the story. Just because of the fact that, you know, here's this preacher, and he's helping the bad guys. Now, of course, he's got a good reasoning behind it, you know. He's not doing it, of course, to be sort of malicious or being a murderer. He's just very, he just seems very amused by the whole situation. So I quite liked his role in the story. As for the new characters, I don't know, I'm with Chrissy. Kane was pretty great. Nobody needs a statue of themselves that big, though.
Well, it spun. I think that was the most ridiculous thing about this giant bronze statue, was that it spun all the time. Action sequences, this is animation. Most of the animation flows really, really well. It's neat to see what Madhouse can do with a feature budget. There's some dodgy CG in portions, mostly on vehicles. But, the action sequences, all these gunfights are really nicely shot and very frenetically paced.
I'll be honest, the majority of the animation actually sort of bugged me in spots. I mean, some of it was actually downright ugly, which I don't remember Trigun being.
It was.
Yeah, I don't know why. I thought Trigun was actually a lot more attractive looking than it is, because, crap, there was some scenes that just looked just downright hideous, especially any time there was a faraway shot of Millie or Meryl or even Gasback, a lot of them just, their faces looked jumbled. It just, they didn't look clean in the slightest. And for the odd scenes that did look clean, it was kind of like, it was just too much of a mishmash. I was not a fan, truthfully.
I don't know. I found anything that involved, like, the Vash or Amelia or Wolfwood was really well done. But yeah, some of the wider angle shots, like far out views, wasn't like as great. But I like the animation.
All right, now we get to the real star of what I think this movie is, and even the TV show to a big extent, the soundtrack. Because this is Sunao Imahori, who's like this absolute guitar god, and he's back on this, and just doing an amazing job, really laying it down, you know, just laying down these heavy guitar tracks, a bit more country than the TV series soundtrack. More Skinnered, less Zeppelin, but still very good. And something I want to praise that doesn't come up much, but I want to praise Nishimura for is that he knows when not to use music. Like, there are big scenes, very tense scenes, where he will just drop every sound out except for one thing, like a heartbeat, or, in the case of this movie, the sound of a giant light bulb rolling down a hill. Like, there are no sounds except for this huge, huge, very fragile object rolling down a hill, and it's, like, there's more tension in that in a, you know, a 100-string orchestra. One more thing I want to mention about what really, one more track that I think really shines on this, in the musical score, is when you get to the big damn heroes moment, as, you know, the main character swoops in to save the day, the theme song from the original series just kicks in loud and in this really heavy drop G tuning, and it's an amazing arrangement, and just pure fan service-y awesome.
Yeah, but at the same time, it was fan servicey, but it wasn't over the top fan servicey because it really worked with the scene and what was happening. So it wasn't like they were sitting around or like, we should throw in something for the fans. They were like, oh, we can make this work really well.
I don't really have a lot of comments about the music, mostly because, truthfully, and I'm gonna sound sacrilegious, but I've never been huge on the music in Trigun.
Burn the witch.
No, it's true. I've just, you know, I love heavy guitar, but what the crap do I care? It's too much of the same for me most of the time. And I just, it's not my thing. So, you know, and the same went for this movie. I don't think I paid that much attention to the music because I was too busy, you know, giggling in my little corner over the stupid things that were happening in it.
All right, wrap it up with final thoughts on the movie and like a general scoring.
I give it, like, one thumb up, one thumb down. Is that how scoring works?
Well, we've been completely inconsistent with our scoring thus far. So, if, like, we've done letter grades, we've done star ratings, so in the third episode, thumbs are fine.
Okay, one thumb up, one thumb down. Because, on one hand, you know, it's really funny, and it's really sharply written. On the other hand, there's enough recycling that it's not really that worth seeing, truthfully. Like, it just felt too fillerish, even though the writing's really good. So it's sort of in the middle for me. Like, I guess maybe it's a thumbs middle. Is that better?
All right.
Thumbs middle. And this is why I should never be a movie reviewer.
Well,
all right.
Definitely, like, one thumb up. The other thumb, I'm kind of, like, neutral. Like, I'd like to give it two thumbs up, but yeah, with the fillery stuff, I don't know, like, if I was going to give it stars, I'd probably say, like, four stars. Like, it did a really good job, but it could have been better. It could have gone farther and done more than what they did.
Just to give my sort of final sum up is that if you were a fan of the series, you should definitely pick this up. I think this is a great little nod to, you know, getting the band back together and just sort of doing a little nod to everything that's on. It's sort of like a farewell tour, like when a band gets back together just to play the old jams one more time. They hit all the same, everyone's favorite beats. You know, everything's in place, but it's not anything different. So if you're a fan of the series, well worth your time. Two thumbs up for that crowd. One thumb for someone who's just trying to get into it.
Like, I'm not that, like, I've only seen a handful of Trigun, and it's whatever Ashley's shown me, and I think, like, this is enough to make me want to go back and see the series.
Oh my god, it's the Backseat Producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. If you offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.